showing up finally. We're only 10 minutes behind schedule. We'll have Representative Butler start off with House Bill 2145.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2145 implements the requirements of the Federal Help America Vote Act, that's HAVA, of 2002. That's not like have a glass of milk or have a steak for dinner. That's Help America Vote Act of 2002. The bill creates election funds which will allow Oregon to receive federal fund payments under the HAVA. Initial payments are estimated to be about $7 million as soon as May 1st. And the drop-dead date on this, I think, is April 28th. And then approximately $10 million later in the year. The bill establishes expenditure limitation in the current budget biennium for the and in the 2003-2005 biennium for these federal funds. It also shifts $270,000 general fund appropriation made during the 2001-2003 for the centralized voter registration system from the Secretary of State's operating budget to the elections fund created in this bill. In addition to the centralized voter registration system, HAVA requirements include replacement of punch card systems, acquiring voter systems for the disabled, improving voter outreach, and creating a new voter registration card system. The General Government System Subcommittee recommends your approval of HB 2145.
Is there any discussion? Something about some amendments?
The amendments were included, Mr. Chair, in the subcommittee, and so this really would be 2145A.
Thank you very much.
Or B, I beg your pardon. It's now B, 2145B, as amended.
Okay, thank you. Okay, discussion. Senator Harper.
We have a B. All I have is a trick question.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Miller. Good to see you again.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you.
I just simply wanted to say that this is further evidence as to why we need a tax cut at the federal level. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Representative Hansen.
Well, just kind of glancing around, I think voters deserve all the help they can get.
Does anyone like to make a motion? I would recognize the person that makes a motion.
Move House Bill 2145 to the discussion chamber. They do pass recommendation.
I see. Further discussion.
Oh, the motion's already made, so I was just going to help you out a little bit and make the motion.
Thank you. Senator Devlin.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a slight disagreement with the other co-chair, and that we've been trying to pay for a centralized voter's file for about 6 years. This will pay for it. We've been trying to get rid of punch cards for just about as long, and this will pay for that.
Thank you for those insightful comments. Any objection?
Sure.
Senator Messerly.
I've heard.
Okay, so too much time on your
B bill. I'm a little confused. All I have is the A amendment.
Mr. Chair, we inserted it. It came to the subcommittee as A engrossed, and we inserted language into the bill in the subcommittee to accommodate the shift of funds, the $270,000 of general funds back into the general fund account. From the 2001-2003 Legislative Assembly to accommodate the fact that those funds no longer need to be general fund but can be the federal funds. And that was the amendment which we made, -A5, and the bill will be in printed, be engrossed now as it comes out of this committee for the first floor.
All right. Any further discussion? Any objection? No. Passed. All right, we have a couple of other business items. Department of Transportation, Senator George.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Co-Chair, your Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development recommends approval of the Oregon Department of Transportation's request to submit an application for the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Highway Administration grant for $1,323,760 to participate in the National Historic Covered Bridge Preservation Program, also known as Thank You, Senator Yee. The Oregon Department of Transportation is certified for 2003 that requests for grant funds in the federal fiscal year 2003. The Historic Covered Bridge Preservation Program will be accepted by the Federal Highway Administration until April 30th, 2003. Do I need to read the rest of this? You all know what it says.
Very good. Any discussion?
None is needed, Mr. Chairman. I said.
Good. We have a motion to recommend approval of this grant.
I just think it's good that bridges are going over troubled waters.
Oh, God.
Mr. Chair, so moved.
So moved. Thank you very much. Any objection? So ordered. Department of Education, Representative Judy Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Education Subcommittee recommends the Joint Committee on Ways and Means approve submission of a grant application by the Department of Education to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a two-year grant of up to $200,000 for team nutrition training. The goal of team nutrition is to improve children's lifelong eating and physical activity habits using the principles of the Dietary Guidelines for Americans and the Food Guide Pyramid. Grant funds are used to provide training and technical assistance to food service professionals, to increase nutrition education in schools, and to create a school environment that encourages healthy eating and physical activity. The major focus of this grant will be the 5-A-Day for Better Health program, which emphasizes increased consumption of fruits and vegetables as part of a healthy diet. There are no matching fund requirements, nor is there any obligation to continue funding after the grant expires. The department will redirect existing staff to work on the project. The application is due by April 23, 2003. The Education Subcommittee recommends approval.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Butler.
I wondered if maybe perhaps the committee discussed if there was a better way to use $200,000 of federal funds coming into our system. Is this the best that the feds could do with this money?
A question of the carrier?
That's probably rhetorical.
The chair might just comment that in the great spirit of federal funds, this is either a take it or leave it proposition. And those funds are directed.
Very good. Further discussion? Is there a motion?
Sure.
Yes.
I'd move approval.
Thank you very much. Any objection? So ordered. Department of Education, Senator Gordley, you want to have a chance to try this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Education Subcommittee recommends the Joint Committee on Ways and Means approve submission of a grant application by the Department of Education to the Corporation for National and Community Service for a three-year $900,000 Learn and Serve America grant to provide support to schools for service learning activities. The grant is intended to address issues such as linking student service with rigorous lessons in history and civics to decrease knowledge gaps, increasing youth participation in civic activities, and building partnerships to meet community needs. Most of the grant funds will be distributed to school districts. Up to 20% of the funds could be used for state-level training and technical assistance activities if approved by the grantor. The grant requires 100% match, which may be other federal funds or in-kind contributions. Funding for the second and third years of the grant depends upon meeting approved performance measures, availability of funds, submission of a supplemental application, and any other criteria in the award agreement. The department will use existing staff to work on the project. The application is due by April 29, 2003. The Education Committee recommends approval.
Any discussion? Question of the carrier. Was there much discussion about where that match was anticipated coming from?
Mr. Chair, I don't recall that we had much discussion about this particular application. I would punt to our committee chair, Representative Morgan.
I would ask staff to come forward.
Morgan, what do you mean to take care of?
Members of the committee, currently the matching funds used in other Learn and Serve dollars are Safe and Drug Free Schools and No Child Left Behind.
For the record, while we apply for this our approval of the grant application, co-chair would assume that this would be a federally funded match or in-kind match, no general fund. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Is your assumption correct or not?
We'll find out in about 2 months.
Nobody's here to tell us whether it is or not.
But that would be up to all of you before we're all said and done.
Well, I want the record to show if they're depending on general fund match, and I'm going to know when it comes back.
That would be my assumption also. I see some nodding heads.
Mr. Chair.
Forewarned. Yes,
I don't want to speak for our chair, but my understanding in committee, and we didn't have a long discussion about it, but it was pretty clear that it was not going to be general fund match. It was going to be other funds in federal match primarily, so there'd be no general fund effect. That certainly wasn't, I don't think, the intent of the committee to commit any general funds for this.
Mr. Chair, if I might, I would concur with Representative Bates' comments. I think that the issues that we have before us in the subcommittee at this point, the thought of committing general fund to a program like this would not be on the committee's radar screen.
Very good. Any further discussion? One more. Representative.
No.
Thank you for moving the approval of the federal grant application to the Corporation for National Community Service with no general fund match. Any objection? So ordered. Any other business before the order? Representative Patridge.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hansen and I, in the interest of looking after Representative Butler, would like to make sure that the Department of Education includes Eastern Oregon beef as to the federal grant application so that it is
healthy
choice. Eastern Oregon beef.
Sounds like remonstrance. So noted. If there's nothing else, we're adjourned.